All right, we're back here at Traverse City. It's hockey night in Escanaba, hockey day in Escanaba, actually, with the tournament starting in the morning here and in our player spotlight here in the first intermission. One of the rookies on our team, Anthony Potvin.
Hi.
How you doing, dude?
Good.
Tell me about the trip.
It's been fun so far. I have family down here, so he coaches a team, and I've been able to watch them, so that's been fun, and I'm just excited to play downstate. That's always fun.
So who related to you lives down here?
My cousin, Alex Gregorich, coaches M1 Griffins, and he's all right at hockey.
Not too bad, eh?
Yeah.
So, but you're better?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So they play in this tournament too then, hey?
Yeah. They're pretty good. I don't know what rank they are, but...
Well, we don't play them, though.
No.
Now, what would that have been like? That would have been interesting, wouldn't it, for you?
Yeah, it would have been fun because it would have been a lot of competition.
Yeah. Well, tell me what made you decide to come out for the Eskimo hockey team this year.
I just really love hockey. It's probably my favorite thing in the world. So.
And you knew coming in you weren't going to play much, right?
Yeah, because sophomores didn't usually play much, but yes, also since I'm a first year.
So how have you handled that then? Because a lot of guys, it's hard when they go through practice and get bumped and bruised, and you don't even get in the game.
You just have to have a good mindset about it and go in with a positive attitude and just a good work ethic, and you'll get there.
Well, what's it like when Andy turns into Herb Brooks and does a bag skate?
It's a little scary, but it definitely motivates us to do better.
Well, it better, because those aren't fun. When you show up for practice and there's cones there and there's no pucks, you know it's going to be a rough day, hey?
Yeah, not fun.
Have you had, how many of those do you think you've had this year?
Probably like five or six, I recall.
Well, if you guys were playing better, he wouldn't have done it five or six times, eh?
Yeah, probably. A couple of them were my fault, domed Cully, but.
No, I don't think we could put the blame on you. It's got to go across the board. What do you think?
Yeah, everything's a team effort.
Yeah, right. So you all get to do the skate.
Yeah, not fun.
So how do you feel you've improved this year? I know you haven't played much, but you have practiced, and you're in every day practicing with everybody.
I feel like I've improved a little bit, but you can always be better.
So what are some areas you want to see yourself get better at, Anthony, to make sure maybe next year you get more playing time?
I think my skating's a little could use a little work, and my shot.
Well, those are two big things. If you can't skate, you can't shoot, then you're not really going to play much.
Yeah.
So keep working on that, man.
Yeah.
So what are some things you do besides play hockey, man?
I play shell.
Well, that's kind of hockey.
Yeah, it is. I'm really good at school, I guess.
Well, that's why we've got you. See, nobody told you this. We got you on the team so you could bring up the team's grade point average.
Yeah, and I do.
Good. Everybody's got some work. Say your shout-outs, Anthony.
Shout-out to my mom. She put me in hockey in the first place, so she's kind of the reason I'm here. And, shout-out to my dad. He gave me the work ethic that I have today.
All right. Well, go get them. Let's have a little bit of fun, hey?
Yeah.
And so you survived your first interview.
Yeah. Go Eskimos.
All right, man. We'll be back with our first period scoring summary after this timeout on the Eskimo Hockey Network.